Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. We are studying the burdens against various nations. There are 10 of them, and 9 of them begin with the burden of, and then the name of a country. This one does not. It's called a burden in verse 28. But for a number of reasons, I believe it actually starts at verse 24 of chapter 14 and goes through verse 32. So I'll read Isaiah chapter 14, 24 through 32. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestina, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety. And I will kill thy root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou whole Palestina art dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we belong to Jerusalem, which is above, who is the mother of us all. Thank you, Father, that you have founded our city, and that when we see ourselves as poor in your sight, having nothing of our own wealth or merit to claim your favor, then we can come to trust in you. We thank you, Father, that your purpose is the purpose that is upon all nations. Your hand is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. There is none that can turn you aside. And we thank you, Father, that your strength and your power are our security in troublesome days. We pray that you will deepen our trust in you. Help us to rejoice, Lord, as we meditate here upon this beautiful declaration. That you are the only one that we should fear and the only one that we can trust. We commit our study to you in our Savior's name. Amen. We don't have just one country here. We have three countries. Verses 24 through 27 deal with Assyria. In verse 28, very briefly, we hear about the year that King Ahaz died. And that brings us to Israel. And then finally, in 29 to 32, we have Palestina. The word elsewhere in the Old Testament is translated Philistia. It simply means the land of the Philistines. You know that Israel has a mountainous ridge that runs right down the center of the country from north to south. That's where Jerusalem is, and Ramallah, and Bethlehem. And if you move toward the Mediterranean from there, you come down off the high peak, you encounter an area of rolling foothills and then a plain before you reach the Mediterranean. That plain and the foothills are Philistia. It's the area that is to the west of the mountainous spine of the country. And it's where the sea peoples coming in from Crete, from the Mediterranean, were able to establish a foothold and build up their cities. So three national groups, the Assyrians, Judah, and Palestine. I see this as 28 in the center with these two larger portions on each side. The first one makes the point that Assyria is not a reason for fear. God promises, I'm going to do away with Assyria. The Lord of hosts, verse 27, hath purposed. Who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out. Who shall turn it back? God is the one we should fear. We should not fear nations. Whether it's Russia, or whether it's Iraq, or whether it's Iran, or whether it's North Korea, we don't fear nations. God's purposes will stand. His hand is stretched out. He will do his purpose. It's not appropriate to fear him. And the second group of verses, 29 to 32, the point here is that he is the only one in whom we should trust. Verse 32, the Lord hath founded Zion, the poor of his people shall trust in it. This is an appropriate epitaph for King Ahaz. The year that King Ahaz died, this burden was presented. He made two big mistakes. The first was, he sought Assyria's help. He went to Assyria to get help against his neighbors. And that reflected another mistake. And that mistake was he was afraid of his neighbors. You're not supposed to fear anybody. God's hand is stretched out against anyone that opposes his will. So don't be afraid of Syria and Ephraim. God is the only one you should fear. And don't put your trust in Assyria, because the Lord is the one who has founded Zion, and the poor of his people must trust in him. So here are the two lessons that this section presents to us. God is the only true object of fear, the only appropriate object of our hope. And this is worked out by discussions concerning both Assyria and Philistia. I don't know exactly when this was given, whether Ahaz heard this oracle shortly before his death, in which case it would have been a rebuke to his foreign policy.